In our previous year, we began discussing the halachas of a keli shemlach d'lisser. We spoke in that year about if you need to try to avoid moving a keli shemlach d'lisser, even if it's a situation with tzarech gufo mekayemai, if it's avoidable. A similar shaila I saw the Paiskim mention would be, we mentioned in many shurim, the Gemara in here and our sugya speaks about a medukah sheyesh le'ashum. If you have garlic in your medukah, the halacha is, then you can move that medukah. The question is, as we discussed, there's a machloikis, how to understand that heter. But some rishonim explain that the heter of medukah sheyesh le'ashum is connected to the heter that we discussed on Daf Lamed. We'll discuss the Mitzvah Shem on Daf Kuf Mem days regarding the heter of kikar or tinik. If you put a kikar or tinik on a dovra muksa, on a mace, that's the case with Dovra Melech and Shlomo, which Shlomo Melech asked when Dovra Melech was Nifter and Shabbos, how may he be moved? And they told him if you put a kikar or tinik on him. And the question is, if a kli shemlach d'lisser has on it a kikar or tinik, may it be moved or may it be not moved? The Baal Hamor takes a lenient approach. And the Baal Hamor says that the heter of kikar or tinik applies to a kli shemlach d'lisser as well. Whereas the Rosh takes a more stringent opinion, and he says that the heter of kli of kikar or tinik does not apply to a kli shemlach d'lisser. And the machlokes, it seems, is how do we look at a kli shemlach d'lisser? If we follow the opinion of the Ravid, that the Ravid says that Chazal said we should try to not carry the kelim because of a hitzah, so then putting a kikar or tinik is not going to really solve that problem. And therefore the Rosh is understandable when the Rosh says that the heter of kikar or tinik does not apply by kli shemlach d'lisser. But if we follow the opinion of the Rambam, that the problem with a kli shemlach d'lisser is because a person is maksadas from it, a person separates himself from that keli because he knows that it's used for dover usur. But if you put a kikar or a tinik on it, so then you know that's not being designated for dover usur use. Now it's going to be used to hold your kikar or a tinik, and then you would be allowed to move the keli shemlach d'lisser if it has on it a kikar or a tinik. But as I said, we need to try to understand what is a keli shemlach d'lisser. So we look in the examples given in the Mishnah. The keli shemlach d'lissers that are mentioned in the Mishnah are all kelim that are used for issa d'raisa, that are primary use is for issa d'raisa. What about a keli that's used for issa d'rabbanan? So the Prima Gadam says that even if a keli is used for issa d'rabbanan, it's considered a keli shemlach d'lisser. And the example that he gives, the raya that he brings, is a shofar. We know that a shofar is considered a keli shemlach d'lisser, even though the Gemara says that blowing the shofar is asum d'rabbanan, because blowing the shofar is only considered a chachma v'ein malacha. So we see that even if something is used for the purpose of issa d'rabbanan, it's also considered a keli shemlach d'lisser. The Magen Avraham says that even if something is usur because of a gzeira shemi saknena, like an instrument, the Chazal said you're not allowed to play an instrument in Shabbos because you may come to fix it, it's also considered a keli shemlach d'lisser. But what about something that's only not done on Shabbos because of a chumrah? That means mi'ikar adin, this activity may be done on Shabbos, but people are machmer not to do this activity on Shabbos. So what would be the halacha then? Is that considered a keli shemlach d'lisser or not? The Levush says that something that's only osur mitzad chumrah is considered not considered Keli Shemlach Delisso. And therefore he says that we know that there's a discussion a number of times in our sugyas about sweeping on Shabbos. But nowadays, if one weren't to sweep on Shabbos, which is not really the minhag olam, because we don't have earthen floors, but if one weren't to sweep on Shabbos, it's only a chumrah. So the Levush says a broom would not be considered kli shemalach del isser. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold, like the Magen Avraham, that it is considered kli shemalach del isser. The Sefer Shalma Yehuda says that something that you don't use on Shabbos, a keli that's not used on Shabbos because it's an uvda d'chol, that is not considered a melacha, a keli shemalachdei l'isser. And therefore, for example, a hand truck would not be considered, even though you shouldn't probably move a hand truck on Shabbos, as we're learning now, Perek Mefanim, and that's included in Perek Mefanim, use something to clear out a house, that wouldn't be considered a keli shemalachdei l'isser. And now, in our shiurim, we'll discuss some examples of what may or may not be considered a keli shemalach de'isser. A ironing board, the Paiskim suggest, would be considered a keli shemalach de'isser, because the ironing board is primarily there used for ironing, which may not be done on Shabbos. The Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kelchosoi says that the knives that are used in butcher shops or the knives that are used for shechting an animal, since those knives certainly are used for shechita, which may not be done in Shabbos, but even if they're just used in the butcher shops to cut the meat, and you're not allowed to open your butcher shop on Shabbos, it's an issue of, obviously, of mekach or memkar, would be considered a keli shemalach del isser. The Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasoi brings a very interesting chumrah. He says that a telephone book is considered a keli shemalach del isser, since the main point of the telephone book is to find a telephone, and you're not allowed to obviously make a phone call on Shabbos, that would make a telephone book into a keli shemalach del isser. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasoi himself, however, says that if you need to use the telephone book to find an address of somebody who you want to go visit on Shabbos, and obviously visiting somebody in Shabbos is permissible, then it wouldn't be considered a keli. Then you would be allowed to move it. It's considered a keli shemalach del isser. There's a very fundamental question in the understanding of what is a keli shemalach del isser. As we've been discussing and will continue discussing in Mitzvah Hashem, a keli shemalach del isser can be moved l'tzorich gufay u'l'tzorich mekaymai. There are certain keli shemalach del isser, tzorich gufay means that you need the keli shemalach del isser to do with it something that you're permitted to do on Shabbos. As we discussed in the Mishnah, you need the knife, you need the saw to cut the figs. You need the stick to open your door, even though it's a keli shemalach del isser. But let's say you have a keli shemalach del isser that has no tzorich gufay purpose. There's never going to be a tzorich gufay that you could use it for. So now the question is, but tzorich mekaymai is always possible. It's always possible you're going to need the space where this keli shemalach del isser finds itself. So now the question is, if you have something like that, that will never have the heter of tzorich gufay, will only have a tzorich mekaymai purpose, is that considered still a keli shemalach del isser? A great example would be a toaster, for example, or a pen. There's nothing you could do probably on Shabbos with tzorich gufay with a toaster or an electric appliance, with a pen for sure not, but you could maybe need the space. You maybe have your toaster on your counter and you need that space on the counter. What would be the halacha? is it still considered a keli shimlach delisser that can be moved at least letzorech mekaymai? And it seems that it's very much connected to the machloikis that we quoted from the Rambam and the Ravid. If we take the approach of the Rambam, that the approach of the Rambam is that a person is not maksadas from a keli shimlach delisser, because he always knows that he may need it on Shabbos. It could be this keli, which he'll never need on Shabbos, it'll be aser, even though there may be a tzarech mekayim purpose. But if we follow the opinion of the Ravid, so the Ravid says as follows, really Chazal said that we should avoid moving all kelim on Shabbos. Why? Because Chazal made a gzeira of muksa. But they built in some leniencies. A keli shimlach delheter could be moved letzarech gufoy, letzarech mekaymai, mechama letzeil. A keli shimlach delisser, as we read it in the Shulchan Aruch in our previous year, can be moved letzarech gufoy mekaymai, but cannot be moved mechama letzeil. So if that's the case, once it's a keli shimlach delisser, Chazal built in the leniency, and makes no difference. It has that built-in leniency, and we could move it under those circumstances. From the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Shin Ches Sif Pei Hei, it seems that even a keli shemlach del iser, to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, she'ein aroi klal l'shum tashmish, could still be moved l'tzorech gufoy u'mekoymai. And it seems that that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham as well. The Magen Avraham says that a candlestick is considered a keli shemalach delisser. Now, what are you going to do with a candlestick, letzarech gufoy? And he still says it can be moved, letzarech mekaymai. Others are machmer, and in fact, some say that a candlestick can never be moved. And the reason is because there's no tzarech mekaymai purpose, and since there's no tzarech mekaymai purpose, it may not be moved even the tzarech. Since there's no tzarech gufei purpose, it may not be moved even the tzarech mekaymai. And therefore, Rav Akiva Eiger, for example, says a shofar, which is, as we said earlier, a great example of a keli shemalach del iser. But nowadays, nobody's going to use a shofar for any other purpose than blowing the shofar. The halach is, according to the Rav Akiva Eiger, it can't be moved even letzarech mekaymai. So as I said, this is a very big machloikus apayskim. The Sefer Shalma Yehuda in the Psicha quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that said l'chatchila one should be machmer, but b'di'eved one could be mekel, and so says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoy, and so says the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak, that l'chatchila one should be machmer, but the b'di'eved you could be mekel. The Shevet Alevi and Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Beis and Chelek Yud Simen Named Nun Tes takes a more lenient approach, and he says we could be mekel under all circumstances. Another interesting question that comes up is a keli shemalach delisser, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discusses this. What is the halacha of a keli shemalach delisser that also has a heter use as well? So how do we look at it? Do we look at it as a keli shemalach delisser, or do we look at it as a keli shemalach delheter? So the Prima Gadim, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud follows, says we go Basar Roiv Tashmishai. We see what is it primarily used for. And if it's primarily used for heter, it's considered Kli Shemalach Delheter. And if it's primarily used list, it's considered Kli Shemalach Delheter. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'a Halacha says a very interesting point, that if if it certainly has a very significant use, leheter, that is enough for it to be considered a keli shemalachta leheter. Why do I speak about this? Because a very common question that comes up is a pat. A pat is a keli shemalachta lisser. It's used for cooking. Yet we're allowed to move a pat on Shabbos. And the question is, could you move a pat even if it's not letzarech gufoy mekaymai? And particularly, as we quoted in our previous shiur, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, the one wants to avoid moving a keli shemalach del iser if at all possible. What is the halacha? And what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is that a keli shemalach del iser that has a very specific heter use, that's enough that it should be considered keli shemalach del heter. So if somebody uses a pot, which many people do, to store food, storing food is certainly malach del heter. Even though it's a pot, it would be mutter to move it. It would be considered a keli shemalach del heter. And this question keeps on reappearing in many different shailas, important shailas in halacha, important shailas in hilchis muksa, as we will see. One question was the pat. Certainly, the paiskim anyway say, and that means if you have a dirty pat, it's on your oven, it's on your blech, it's on your counter. You don't need the pat. You don't need the space of the pat. You have plenty of other room on your counter. May you move the pat. So we're going to discuss the mitzvah shem in a coming shiur, if included in the heter of tzarech mekaymai is if you just want to move it because it's bothering you on that spot, not that you need that specific spot, is that already included in the heter of tzarech mekaymai? But according to the way we're learning now, the pat is not considered a keli shemalach del iser, and therefore it's much easier to move the pat. It's not going to be considered a keli shemalach del iser. Another example I saw, they have these aluminum pans, these disposable aluminum pans. So certainly the small ones are used not just for cooking or baking, they're certainly used for storing, and they can be considered keli shemalach del heter. But even I saw the large ones, which are usually used for baking or roasting food in, the halacha would be that they're considered a keli, since it's very common that people don't just use them to cook and bake in, but people also use them for serving the food from them, they would be considered a keli shemalachtoi leheter and have that term of a keli shemalachtoi leheter. Or another example that I saw the Paiskim discuss is, however, let's say, as I keep on seeming to feel, that a keli shemalach del leheter is, the pat is considered keli shemalach del leheter because it's used very much for storing food. On the other hand, it seems that a frying pan, which is much flatter and is not commonly used for storing food, when that would indeed be considered a keli shemalach del leheter. And therefore, the only time it could be moved is letzarech gufoy mekaymai. Another example that I saw the Paiskim mention is, let's say you have a toy, one of these electrical toys, that doesn't have to be used with the electric on. Let's say the child has one of these trucks that has lights and whistles and siren, if you put it on the battery, put it on. But otherwise, the child could play with it very well without the electricity, without the battery working. Would that be considered a keli shemalach del iser? And it seems that we could be lenient and not necessarily considered a keli shemalach del iser, because since the child plays with it very much, not only with the electricity on, it's going to be considered a keli shemalach del iser. But there's a very interesting Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah says even a bigger chiddush. The Rabbi says that a keli shemalach delisser is only considered a keli shemalach delisser if it was used at least once for an isser purpose. And therefore, according to the Elior Rabbi, if you have a candelabra, which is a keli shemalach delisser, but it was never previously used, it's the first time you got this candelabra, and it was never used, the halacha would be that's not considered a keli shemalach delisser. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoy disagrees. He says that even if we'll say that hazmona lav milsehi, and just because it was designated for a purpose, it doesn't make it that that's what it is, that which is the basis of the heter of the Oli Rabba, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoy, if that's the only thing that this is used for, that defines this keli, and it defines the keli into being a keli shemalach delisser. For example, I saw that the Sefer Nishma Shabbos in Chelik Beis Siman Samaches has a very interesting shaila. He discusses a situation where a chassan received a new Chanukah menorah as a gift. He got it before Chanukah. It was never used on Chanukah as a menorah. Would it be considered a kli shemalach delisser according to the Elior Rabba? It seems, and this is the opinion that he takes, that of course it's considered kli shemalach delisser. Because the bottom line, because he got this menorah, he discusses, and he has friends and relatives coming over to his house, and he wants to show off the beautiful menorah that he received. What would be the halacha? He says, for sure, it's considered muksa. Because a menorah is meant to be lit. And a menorah, therefore, by definition, is a keli shemalach deliser, even if it was never used as a menorah. But on the other hand, he says, let's say somebody got a wallet, or a wallet that was never used to hold money, and he has a brand new wallet. Could he touch it on Shabbos? There he says, since a wallet is not, even though, as we said earlier, when we look at a keli, we look at its primary use, and the primary use of a wallet is obviously to hold money, and since the primary use of the wallet is to hold money, that makes the wallet into a keli shemalach deliser. But now we have, and as we said, because the Mishnah Berurah taught us that we should go bus a roiv tashmishai, and the roiv tashmishai of a wallet is to hold money. Here, however, we could apply the heter of the Elior Rabba, and if the wallet was never used for tzarech, if the wallet was never used for a holding money, then we could say that it's not considered keli shemalach deliser, and it could be moved on Shabbos, not only l'tzarech gufa, l'tzarech mekoymai, but even mechama l'tzeil.